How it continues to unfold. Well, let's keep unfolding your Song of the Soul as we go along here. Let's have a second song for your Song of the Soul. What would you like to share?
I'd like to share the candle. I like the candle because it represents so many things. It represents hope, it represents light, of course. It represents love, it represents growth, because you light the fire from candle to candle. It means so much. The symbolism in the song candle means a lot. And it's a song which I actually wrote for my love to Christ. Every time I hurt you, I cry. Every time I wound you, I die. That's how it goes. And this was a song I wrote back in 1998. That's how it was originally written, and that's how it was originally sung. What I liked about the song Candle is that it touched a lot of people and helped them actually fall in love with Christ. And musically, what I liked about it was it really helped me explore different styles of music inside that one song. It opens up with a Eric Clapton-ish kind of a lead. It goes into a soft kind of a singing, and then finally it builds up to an operatic climax at the end. That's what I enjoy with the song, and I really wanted to share that good feeling with everybody. And on this song, The Candle, I've been getting a lot of positive reviews from everybody, from children, from teenage girls, and elderly women also, and elderly men, all kinds of reviews.
Let's listen to The Candle by Zephyrine.
Every time I hurt you, I cry. Every time I pain you, I die. Pray these words I mean, even in my dreams. You're the candle of my soul. You give me light. You make me whole. You're the lamp unto my feet. You give me light in the darkest streets. You're the fire of my life. You're the candle. You're the candle of my soul.